Welcome to the Diamonds and Pearls podcast for the woman who's creating her own path to freedom, walking in her sovereignty and creating an impact using her intuitive gifts. We will chat divine feminine energy, aligning with your purpose, and connecting with women who are here to serve as a leader and create an impact in the collective consciousness. My name is Jessica Shugart, and I'll be your host, and I'm so happy to have you part of this sisterhood, this collective, where we can rise up together. So if you're ready, let's dive right in. What's up, beautiful ladies? Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so excited to be doing this solo episode for you girls today. I thought it'd be fun to kind of chat about Reiki and what Reiki feels like and what the whole experience is like. I feel like this isn't something that's talked about very often. So I just thought it'd be fun to kind of share with you my experience with Reiki, what it would feel like as the person receiving Reiki, what that experience is for them. And just kind of give you a little introduction to it, because I feel like not everybody knows exactly what to expect in these sessions. So I also wanted to share a little bit about how to infuse Reiki into your life and in your business. Happy summer solstice. Oh my gosh, so many things going on. Mercury retrograde, we're still in the midst of that. So many things going on in this time in June. I feel like June is just such a busy time for, I know for myself, for my family, like I always feel like everyone's busy in June, right? And June is my favorite because we start officially into summer. So this is my time to just really enjoy being outside. I really enjoy being outside, like in June. Like I anytime that I can be out, I'm outside. And even though it's been really warm these days in California, we've had a heat wave, there are days where it's definitely not outside worthy temperatures, but I will make my way out in the morning, or I'll make my way out at night, or head to the beach, because I'm in California, so we gotta head to the beach over there because they're just beautiful. And that's exactly what I've been doing. So I hope you girls are doing amazing. Thank you for tuning in today. I did want to share a couple of things before I start chatting. I am offering 2 days for Reiki attunements, Reiki level 1, July 7th and the 14th. These are 2 sessions where I decided to break them into 2 sessions just because I feel that there's so much to cover, and I just would rather you guys digest like that night. We'll do the attunement the second day, and then allowing yourself to just to integrate the work and practice the work with me, practice the symbols, practice the actual Reiki, sending Reiki. Well, actually, with Reiki 1, you would be able to send it to anyone, like to yourself or to loved ones. So just allowing yourself to practice, like, and ask me questions through this process, so that way you're not leaving not knowing what to do. So all my Reiki level 1 clients will also get one-on-one support with me for a month afterwards to really help them integrate, answer any questions that they have. And you'll also be able to do Reiki level 2 when you're ready, or when you feel called to do that as well. So Reiki level 2 is when we really dive into using the symbols to send Reiki remotely. So if you're wanting to use this like in your business, if you're wanting to use this with your clients and you work, you know, on the online space, or if you're wanting to kind of connect with other people outside of your area, you know, doing Reiki 2 is a beautiful way to kind of step up your the level where you are with your practice. So if you have any questions and you're curious about Reiki, what we're going to be learning, how you can implement Reiki as a self-love practice, feel free to reach out to me. I am going to chat about this a little bit today in this session about Reiki. So just wanted to let you girls know about those 2 dates. If you want to save those dates, they're going to be, I believe the time is from 5 to 6:30 is the time. So Like I said, if you have any questions, just message me over on Instagram at Jessica Shugart, or you can go to jessicashugart.com and there's a Reiki attunement contact form. You can kind of just put your info there and then I will send you the details. So, all right, girls, let's dive in. Also, I did want to mention one more thing. I do have a special going on for a Reiki session. So if you're wanting to do and just play with the Reiki energy, experience it for yourself, this is a perfect time because I have a bundle that's on sale for June and you get three sessions together. So it's just a good way to kind of introduce yourself to the Reiki practice and the healing and what it would feel like for yourself. So I invite you to check that out. I also do have my one-on-one sessions as well. So, all right, ladies, let's chat about Reiki. That is our theme for today. So I wanted to just share with you about how I got started with Reiki. I don't know if I've ever shared this. I think I have, but I feel like it needs to be shared, but it's going to be shared in a different way. This time it's channeling through. But yeah, I know you guys know, like if you've been following me from the way beginning that I started this Reiki practice, I was really stressed out in my life. You know, my vocal cords were really not in good shape and they wanted me to get surgery done. And I was just like at the point where I was like, I am just fed up with feeling like this right in my life. I'm fed up with feeling stressed. I'm fed up with whatever this like anger, like there was a lot of anger deep within me that I had to kind of really work through. So the beautiful thing about Reiki is it's a very subtle, very gentle healing process. And, you know, I'm not a doctor and I can't like guarantee anything, but there's no guarantees with this practice, you know, but with energy work, there's a lot of studies that say, you know, that it has huge effects on healing properties. And there's so many stories, you could probably look them up on the scientific part of the benefits of Reiki. But they've done studies and tested different people to see, you know, like those that did it and those that didn't, that did not, what were the effects and the after effects of it all. But for me, I was able to really use it as a slow and effective way to really start healing and allow myself to heal emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually, in all of those areas of my life, and gradually just empower myself in my journey, empowering myself to really show up as that woman that I always desired to be, you know, always knew within my core I was called to be. And it was just a beautiful process, right? Allowing myself to unfold, allow myself to receive and heal and be and just be in the moment, right? So with Reiki, the first time I ever had a session, I was like, didn't really know what to expect. Honestly, I was like, well, you know, my Reiki practitioner told me just to release any expectations and just sort of lay down, relax. And what I tell my clients in my sessions is just to, you can either be sitting up if it's comfortable for you, or you can lay down. So really depends on what your style is and what you're wanting. I know for myself, there's days where I just would love to just rest and receive. And I feel we are constantly on go that it makes it really hard for us to be in the state where we're actually able to just be still. So when we're receiving the Reiki, it kind of gives you that permission to just make that time for yourself as a self-love practice and rest, right? So I will usually put music on. And for a remote session, you will have the opportunity to be on the phone with me or on a Zoom with me. And that's usually how I do mine, is we are on the phone together. But everyone does theirs different. So Reiki will feel like, sometimes you will feel the energy, sometimes you won't. For me, it's very subtle. So as a practitioner, I will feel the energy in my hands. Not all the time, but a lot of times I do. It just really depends on if there's just a lot of energy running that day. Like I feel it in my body and I feel it in my hands. and the Reiki energy will just transfer to the client and me as a channel, as the pure vessel, and it will just channel where it needs to go to that client for their highest good. And depending on where it is that they need it, the Reiki knows where it needs to go. So I love to really infuse this practice as well into all of the other areas of my life. So before I share about that, I do want to just share, you know, some people see, you know, colors when they are in a Reiki session. Some people don't feel anything. It really just depends, but this is a hands-on healing modality. So if you're doing an in-person session, you can always just ask. The Reiki practitioner will usually ask you, you know, do you want to me to lay my hands on you, or would you prefer me to just like kind of hover over your body? So it really depends on like what your comfort level is. And you know, that Reiki practitioner will just do whatever you feel most comfortable with. So usually the sessions run about 30 to 45 minutes, and you're able to kind of just receive and relax in that time and wake up and then just feel a little bit refreshed. So the energy will just move, you know, these are just energetic, kind of like a clearing, right, of your energy, opening up these wheels, these chakra wheels that we have in our body, and allowing the energy to just flow freely through you. And sometimes we have that stuck energy or just like blocked energy, and you know, it just allows those portals to just kind of open up, so that way you can be a free flowing vessel and just feeling more vitality, more energy, feeling more clarity, supported as we move through all of these chakras, because that's where basically what we're doing is that we're clearing these chakras in your session. So I hope that's helpful. If you guys, I just feel like it surprises me how many people have never actually heard of Reiki. And I'm like, what? Like, doesn't everyone know about Reiki? And it's a lot of people don't. Like, some people have no clue. And so I just wanted to kind of share, you know, a little bit about it. And so, yeah, like, it just feels like that nice, it just feels like a warm, a lot of energy coming from your hands as a practitioner will feel that when they're sending Reiki to their clients. And when you're a practitioner, we learn, and I teach my clients, like, how to work with this energy, how to use it to help others. And I wanted to share about how you can use Reiki in your life and in your business. So I just think this is so fun. Like, this is probably one of my favorite things about Reiki is using it as a support to kind of enhance, right? Enhance and support whatever it is that you have going on in your life. And it's really just activating. There's a word that I want to say and it's just not coming, but just giving you that support, right? So if you're maybe going to an event that day and you're wanting to just get a little bit of that energetic support, empowerment, right? You can send Reiki to that event. You can send Reiki to your future self. You can send Reiki to your clients. So this is something that I wanted to share about because with doing work with clients, sometimes we have a lot of trauma and just some really heavy experiences and things that will come up in sessions when we're working with them one-on-one. So with using Reiki, I learned from my mentor that, you know, how we can really infuse Reiki into these sessions, which is beautiful. We can call on this Reiki energy to kind of bring that higher level of consciousness and support in this session. And it just kind of allows for more gentle support in the session, allowing, you know, the client to move through whatever it is that they need at that time. So, of course, with the permission of the client, you know, to allow the Reiki to be infused in the session, that's something that you could always do. But, you know, you can use Reiki for your home life. Like, if you have a family, when I first started Reiki, I wanted to learn how to infuse it with my daughter and in my home, and just to like bless my home and to infuse Reiki into my daughter's room and kind of cleanse and clear the space and the energy. And just it's almost like, you know, that giving that blessing to your sacred space, right? Creating a sacred space with the Reiki. And it's really beautiful, guys, when you're able to kind of make that connection with Reiki as you grow in this practice, right? So Reiki really is a way of living. It's a way of embodiment. With all the different tools that we learn in Reiki, you learn about the principles, and these are the ways that we are kind of brought to our attention to really ways that we can live our life, right? With these principles. So I teach about the principles in Reiki attunement, and there's a lot. There's a history of Reiki. There's the chakras. We talk about how you can infuse Reiki into your crystals, infuse Reiki into anything, really. So there's so much that you could really do with Reiki, and it's just, there's no limits. So I go into depth of all of these different things and ways that you can use Reiki with my clients in the attunement. And yeah, so I just wanted to encourage you, you know, if you're looking for a modality that would really help support your clients, to kind of give them that peace, support the rest, you know, in the session. Reiki is a beautiful tool that you can use as a coach to implement in your business. And it could be in other areas too, not just your clients, but your products that you're using, just so many different things that you can infuse Reiki to. So I hope this was helpful to you girls. And, if you have any questions about Reiki, let me know. One of the other things that I love to share about Reiki is that I know when I was attuned, it really opened up a portal for me to kind of dive deeper into my spiritual gifts, into creating just a deeper depth of my intuition and diving deeper into that. And my desire has always been to kind of just connect deeper with the divine and the divine within me, and embodying that as a leader, embodying that in my coaching and infusing this into my coaching so that I can create a change, a ripple effect within my life and in the life of others. So there's so many beautiful ways that you can really open up your gifts, you know, as you're using Reiki. And it's not just Reiki that you can open up your gifts. There's other ways too. But Reiki is just one of the ways that you can kind of dive deeper into that. And yeah, so there's three levels of Reiki. Reiki level 1, 2, and 3. Reiki 1 would just be basic, where you're learning about the symbols, you're learning about the history, you're learning about how you can infuse Reiki into your everyday. And then we have Reiki 2, which would be where we're learning about the remote sessions, sending it distance. You'll learn another symbol, and then master level would be when you'll be able to kind of attune other clients and into become Reiki practitioners. So it's a beautiful practice that's been kind of passed down for centuries. And yeah, it's very sacred. So we love to keep the symbols private, but that's something I don't really want to go into all the logics and just, you know, like the specifics of Reiki, but yeah, we go into it in the attunement. So where I was able to kind of experience different times and emotions and feelings and memories, and it was really, really beautiful. So everybody's experience is different. There's been times where I know clients have kind of connected with with some of their spirit team and guides, and a lot of practitioners will meet with their spirit team and have messages to kind of relate or share with you in at the end of a session. So it just really depends on what you're willing to receive or what's yeah, what you're willing to receive or what you're at capacity to receive at that time. And it won't never be anything that you can't handle, right? So the same thing with like going into Akashic Records, which is something I've been working with my spiritual program that I'm in. And it's been beautiful, but it's really about allowing yourself to open up to higher levels of consciousness, allowing yourself to receive what it is you need at that time. So I've been kind of dabbling into that in the program I'm in, as well as astrology, diving deeper into that, which is fun because I did not know much about astrology, you guys. And I've always been like interested in it, and I knew like the basics of it, but I'm learning how to read my natal chart and use it as a way to kind of be a guide. I'm just doing so many different things with my mentor right now. And it's just super fun to kind of just keep challenging myself, keep allowing myself to learn new things and empower myself as a leader and a mentor. So always keep putting yourself out there, girls, to learn new things and better yourself as a leader, as a mentor, and set those goals for yourself. I just chatted about this the other day in my stories about creating outcomes for yourself, getting really specific on what it is that you want. And I know this is hard for me too, because I had a lot of times and struggles with this, but I've really been tuning into ways that feel good to me to really dive into getting clarity. And one of the things is always really dropping into my body and allow myself to just connect with my breath, dropping in. And what are my deep desires? You know, you can create a little ritual with getting clear on what it is you want, like lighting a candle and just making that time. So I started doing my planning for a year. So it's like I think it's 12 months, 9 months, 6 months, 3 months, a month, and then a week. So like I break down my goals into those different months, and they're really specific. They're very clear. They're very intentional. So like our subconscious mind works when we give it specificity, right? So when it's very specific, it starts creating these internal pictures in our life, and these are internal representations, which then create an effect on our state and how we feel, and then which then affects our behavior, how we act, which then in fact affects our goals or how we reach our goals, right? So this is why it's really powerful when we do visualization activities. When we start to create these visuals and these pictures in our mind, we can start manifesting and calling in what it is that we want. So this is a beautiful practice that you can start doing, revisiting your goals, recalibrating. I'm constantly doing this, you guys, like what's working, what's not working. And this is important because even though you're a spiritual leader, even though you're a spiritual coach, or it's important to have specific goals and outcomes, right? Because then otherwise we're not going to be able to kind of go where we want to go. We'll just be going in circles, right? So we want to get specific. And sometimes, you know, don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with not having goals. And maybe you just want to be present with your family and just do things. Like there's always a time and a season for everything. You know, the time of surrender, the time for you to be in that season that you're in. So it just really is a matter of allowing yourself to be in that either masculine or feminine energy, whatever season that you're in. All right, ladies. Well, I hope you enjoy this episode. Thank you for tuning in today. If you love this episode, if you have any questions, screenshot, share this, tag me over on Instagram at Jessica Schuchart. And please, if you take a moment to leave me a review over on iTunes, this really helps me to grow my podcast. And I have my One Rise Collective membership, where this is for my Diamonds and Pearls fan club. So you guys can actually support me in this, creating this content monthly, for just a small fee. a small price in this membership, and you will get some benefits as well for being part of my fan club. So it would mean the world to me to have you be part of that. And thank you guys so much again, and I will talk to you soon. Hey girls, if you can do me a favor and just stop what you're doing, screenshot this episode and share it with a friend. This helps me out so much, you guys, to grow my platform, get the message out, and help other women that you think would really enjoy this. Also, if you haven't had a chance to rate my podcast, you can head over to iTunes. It takes a couple seconds just to quickly leave me a review. A 5-star review would be amazing. And I really appreciate you taking the time to listen to my messages, to listen to this podcast, and really just spend time with me. It means the world to me.